I'm Reed Blossom. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Illinois Beef Association.
And you guys are partnering to hold an Illinois Beef Seed Stock Summit. Reed, what is the purpose of having this event, and why now?
Well, you know, we've had Beef and Beyond in Champaign for the last couple of years in conjunction with the University of Illinois and the Animal Science Department there, with a really broad focus over the whole beef production chain. And this year we decided to drill down into the seed stock industry in particular and the technologies that are driving change and accelerating the progress and the innovation that's happening in the beef industry at the seed stock level. So a little departure for us as we retool the content of this event, but you know, there is just so much change happening, so many new innovations in the cattle industry when you look at where we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And so Illinois is home to a very robust purebred industry. We have a lot of seed stock producers around the state, and so as a way to help them get on level footing with each other and see some technologies that other producers are taking advantage of, you know, that's why we wanted to bring the Beef and Beyond Seed Stock Summit out this year in 2016.
Talk a little bit about, in detail, some of those technologies.
Sure. You know, and whenever people talk about how their family's been involved in the beef cattle business or breeding seed stock cattle for generations, that happens a lot, and we see that a lot across farms in Illinois because we do have a rich history and a lot of tradition among a lot of our cattle operations in Illinois that we've had seed stock breeders who have exhibited cattle going back to the International Stock Show in Chicago and around the country. Whenever you go to an international livestock event or an exhibition, you're oftentimes going to see seed stock farms from Illinois represented very well at the upper end of those competitions. Whenever we talk about the seed stock industry, we talk about what's happening in Illinois, we have to understand that, you know, we really do have some very advanced cattle breeders. And what I mean by that is these are folks who are on the cusp of not only marketing their genetics, but developing and rapidly multiplying their genetics on their farm through the use of advanced reproductive technologies like the use of sexed semen or IVF transfers, embryo transfer, and the use of donors and embryo recips to greatly increase the number and the consistency of these high-quality animals on their farms in Illinois.
And yet you have some producers who this is new to them, and that's why you're holding this, right?
Right. And so, you know, a lot of times we learn best from our peers. And so there's a couple of panels involved in the Beef and Beyond Seed Stock Summit where you'll be able to hear from other cattlemen in Illinois talk about their own experiences with doing embryo work, with working with donors and recipient females, working with new semen technologies and transfers, and so you'll be able to hear from some real experts within our own industry because we're proud to have those people in Illinois. And then also a lot of the nutrition that goes into keeping and developing these animals will be a focus as well because we're so fortunate to have those experts on staff at the University of Illinois. And so the topic of fetal programming is something that's very prevalent in the industry right now and really an interesting subject that future success or future performance of a calf, a beef animal, throughout its life can actually be determined with switches turned on and off at the fetal stage. And so nutrition for these donors or recipient cows is extremely important, even 3 years from now, with the performance of their offspring. So really, really interesting stuff.
Reed, do you foresee this as becoming the norm in the cattle industry out of necessity? Do you see it as something that is going to catch on more slowly with producers who aren't at this level yet? What do you foresee in the future?
You know, I think that anytime we talk about technology, I think that an advantage or a benefit always goes to the early adopters, and we see that now in Illinois. We see some of the farms that call Illinois home who have taken advantage of genetic testing, of more advanced repro technologies, who are very successful in their own right. And we see other cattlemen looking to replicate that success. And so, you know, I do think that this high level of technology in the seed stock industry is going to continue and grow because where we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, just seems like so long in the past because technology is speeding up. And so these advances are coming faster and faster. It's really an exciting segment of the cattle industry to be a part of.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?